Premier League Cup team in 1922, Mum.
Luke, don't argue. Do as I say.
Mum,
what do you want your Sunday lunch cooked in?
Tea? But Dad said he was going to test me.
Agati F, Agati R, Tompkins, Noble, Carrick, Robson, Crapper, Dewhurst, McIntyre, Treadmore and Davitt. And Davitt scored twice in the last 3 minutes and Frank Agati saved a penalty.
Bloody one!
Premier League 1922. Agati F, Agati R, Tompkins, Noble, Carrick, Robson, Crapper, Dewhurst, McIntyre, Treadmore, and Davitt.
19, won none, drawn none, more cancelled owing to bereavement, lost 18.
Reserve team, Yorkshire Premier League 1922. Holton, Roberts, Carter, Sidney Cave, Tatwell, Mason, Manningham, Bailey, Boswell, Dobkins, O'Grady.
Yours 4-6, draws against 81.
Junior team, Yorkshire Premier League 1922. Bone, Wackett, Buzzard, Stubble, Boot, Bowman, Baxter.
Oh!
Oh, shut up!
I'm going out.
Lord Ripon?
No.
Gordon?
Yes?
Gordon, I've been meaning to tell you. I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, right. Don't wait up for me.
Where are you going?
Somewhere to cheer myself up.
Cyril?
Gordon?
Brown, please, Cyril. Useless, useless bastard.
Coming to training on Tuesday night, Gordon?
Yeah.
Come over here, lads. Right. Settle down, lads. I want to talk about the tactics for Saturday.
He's got my shorts on.
What?
Roger Itfield's got my shorts on.
Now then.
Can I go at 6:30?
Yes. Now then. Saturday, as you all know, is cup tie day. And it's our chance to show... What's the matter?
He got me shorts on and he won't give me back.
Bloody hell, they're on top of my bag in changing room.
They're on me peg.
Look, please.
They were never on his peg. I share peg with him and I never saw him.
You're a bloody liar, you are, Dobson.
No. Don't you call me names, you pansy.
They come out of my bag.
They bloody did it.
Stop it.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Who the hell do you think you are? I didn't come here on a free transfer from Warsaw to stand and watch a bunch of morons arguing about shorts. I came here to create a football team. A hard, ruthless, tough fighting unit. I don't care if your bloody shorts are on or off as long as you can do a quick 1-2 round an overlapping half-back. You can wear the sodding things over your head for all I care if you can drop a long ball right at the centre-forward's feet. You can run the length of this pitch stark bollock naked if you can tuck one in the corner of the net at the end of it. Shorts don't matter. Yeah, shorts have nothing to do with it. I don't care if they're blue serge shorts or white cotton shorts or green flannel shorts or sky blue shorts with elastic supported hand stitched Italian waistbands. I don't care if they're long shorts or three quarter length shorts or initial shorts or monogram shorts or Billy Meredith sign shorts or shorts made in Ireland or shorts made in Austria or shorts made in Timbuk Bloody 2 with pink stars on that light up at night. That's not important. safety here. And nothing to do with bloody football. The only thing that matters is what's inside them. The machine you've got pounding away in there, up and down for 90 minutes. You can wear all the bloody shorts you want. You can wear 15 woolly pairs on top of one another, but it won't make a hape of a difference unless that punching, pounding, pulsating machine can't keep running and tackling and fighting. There! That's what's important. Look at that! Not these! Chuck them away. Throw them away. Forget about them. Goodbye, shots. Hello, football.
Indecent exposure in a bakery. You probably get 3 years. That's only the manager. Centre forwards off with boils. Two halfbacks going to a wedding and goalkeeper's got a cold sore.
Gordon.
Chairman's called an emergency meeting.
Oi, Dad. When were Bounsterworth made full members at York's Premier League?
August 1907, Division 2. He'll sort the whole thing out.
Gordon, love. I'm going to have a baby.
About bloody time, that's all I can say.
You are, love.
I say it's about bloody time. Chairman put his nose round the door and took an interest in the club. Don't wait up for me, love.
Cyril?
Gordon?
What's up tonight, you think, then?
I think we're going to buy Arsenal's manager.
Well, aye. Do we Arsenal's team and all? How's Vera?
Not bad. Farting stuff.
Gentlemen, please! Gentlemen!
Gentlemen, fellow supporters, I'm glad to see so many of you here tonight. Now, the last few years have not been kind to Barnstormwood United. One look at the results board will tell you. This continued lack of success and the consequent damage to the financial situation of the club, coupled with the pending court proceedings against our manager, Mr. Dainty, has impressed upon your board of directors the need for urgent action. We have therefore decided, as from Tuesday next week, to sell Barnstormwood United Football Club, its players, grounds and premises, to the Arthur Fogg and Scrap Corporation for redevelopment. They have assured us that the name of Barnstormwood United Football Club will not be forgotten, and have kindly consented to name one of their steel scrap crushing mills after the club. Saturday's cup tie against Denlymore Academicals will therefore be the last game at the Sewage Works ground. Believe me, we have not taken such a decision.
Your supper is in the oven. P.S. I'm going to have a baby.
Foggan.
Could I have a word with you for a minute?
Is it about Scrap?
It's about the football club.
Oh, then it's about Scrap. Come in. The wife.
Good evening.
How do you do?
That's just arrived today. 14 bogies from the Scottish Railway Company. That's heavy Scrap, that is. Worth 15,000 in the open market. I'll get 20 for it. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Drink?
No, thank you.
I love Scrap. I've always loved Scrap. Ever since I could walk, I've always wanted to be deeply involved with it. Now I've got 12 heaps in 4 major cities. And why? Because there's only one thing I love better than Scrap. And that's success. Well, what can I do for you, Mr...
Ottershaw. Gordon Ottershaw.
Come on, lad. I've been blunt with you. Be blunt with me.
Well, I want Barnstonworth United to stay as a football club.
I want. I like the sound of that. Why do you want Barnstonworth United to stay a football club?
Well, because that's what it is.
Wrong. Barnstonworth United hasn't been a football club for years. It's been a rest home for the physically incompetent. I could have had cows on that pitch for the last 3 years. They'd have paid for themselves and scored more goals.
Well, we're just going through a bad patch.
Bad patch? You don't know what you're talking about. Do you know when they last won a game at the Sewage Works ground?
I'll tell you. October the 7th, 1931, 2-0 against Pudsey.
Right.
Haggerty F., Ferris, Noble, Codron, Crapper, Davis and Sullivan, O'Grady, Kemble, Hacker and Davitt. Davitt scored twice, once in 21st minute, once in 28th minute.
Kenny Davitt.
Neville Davitt.
Neville Davitt. he were a player. He were bald, weren't he?
Aye,
the head like stainless steel. The ball came off it like a .22 rifle bullet.
He once scored with the back of his head from 28 yards against Barnsley Reserves in 1922.
Aye, that were a night. Were cup, weren't it?
Yorkshire Cup, fourth round replay. Haggerty R, Haggerty J, Tompkins, Noble, Carrick.
Carrick, he were a player too.
Robson, Crapper, Dewhurst, McIntyre, Treadmore and Davitt. 3-all, 5-3 after extra time. Davitt scored twice in the last 3 minutes and Frank Haggerty saved a penalty.
Hey, that were a night. God, there must have been 10,000 people down there.
10,118. That coaches over from Leeds.
Coaches from Leeds. Still, then's then and now's now. Time is the general manager on our board, Mr. Ottershaw, and it goes marching on relentlessly, waiting for no man, hand in hand with the Scrap merchants of this land. I wonder what on earth became of Neville Davitt.
He's running a butcher's shop over in Bradley.
Old Baldy, running a butcher's shop.
Ken Carrick works in a glue factory in Todmorden.
What a bloody waste. A glue factory for a man who can crack a goalpost in two from a halfway line.
He works in the same shed as Harry Treadmore.
Harry Treadmore. Ay, cracky, they were a team in those days.
They can be again, Mr. Foggan, if you just give them a chance.
What's it got to do with you?
Well, I'm just a supporter.
I don't think there were any of them left.
Well, I keep hoping something might come along, you know. Another Neville Davitt, another Kenny Carrick.
You're getting soft again, Mr. Ottershaw. Them days have gone and they won't come back. If they did, people like me would be out of business. Now, if you don't mind, I've got 50 hundredweight of steel filings to sort out before morning. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Yes, well, Saturday be last match then.
Yeah, there's lots of good games over at Leeds. Why don't you get a season ticket?
Oh, aye, well, I'll probably give up football for a bit. Well, good night then.
Good night. Ottershaw!
Yes?
Have you ever thought about a job in Scrap?
can win.
No, they can.
Let's hear it again.
Apthorpe, Binks, Utterson, Wilde.
No! Gladstone, Roseberry, Salisbury, Balfour, Campbell Bannerman.
Bucket!
No! Asquith! 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 Gordon, did you hear that? Now, that boy's got history school certificate today, and he still gets his British Prime Ministers muddled up with Barnstorm with reserves for 1914. Now, you've got to stop filling his head with football. It's not healthy and it's no bloody use.
Well, he's not going to be Prime Minister.
He's not going to be a footballer, is he?
He may be. Yet.
You know he can't kick a ball straight. He hates it. And how would you like to be called Barnstonworth?
Got another name?
United. What sort of a name's that? I wish you'd let him be what he wants, Gordon. Agati F, Agati R, Tompkins, Noble, Carrick, Davitt, it doesn't matter. When will you realise, Gordon, that it doesn't matter who the hell played for Barnstonworth Bloody United in 1922? But what is important, Gordon,
yeah,
is that I am going,
yes,
to...
Oh, yes!
Going... Where are you going?
Bradley.
Bradley? What for?
Shopping.
Gordon! 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 Before you go anywhere, we must talk!
Don't wait up for me, love!
I'm going to have a baby!
Ottershaw, Gordon Ottershaw. I'm from Barnstonworth.
Oh, aye.
Oh, yeah, I used to be a great fan of yours when you played for United. I remember your...
Yes?
Well, you know, before you had... Well, when you still had...
Fastest legs in West Yorkshire.
Yes, yes. And, you know, all those goals you scored from the...
Penalty spot.
Yes. But, you know, the headers.
No. Never score with me head. Couldn't afford to with head of hair like this. I've always been proud of the hair. Always will be.
Bloody embarrassing this is going to be. You should have called the whole match off. Half the team sick and missing. Why the hell we couldn't... Why, Mr. Foggan? I haven't seen you down here for a year or two. Don't look around the premises, eh? Make a lovely scrap heap, this.
No, I've come to see Barnstonworth win the match.
Why, I shouldn't hang around getting cold if I were you, Mr. Foggan.
Your Mr. Ottershaw told me they'd win.
Ottershaw? Now, don't you go worrying about him, Mr. Foggan.
He's enthusiastic. I like enthusiasm.
Obsessed, I call it. It's a form of madness, you know. Wearing your scarf in bed, calling your kid Barn Stoneworth.
I'd like to see them win again.
I'd like to see them turn up. That's Denley Moore. They got your old rate at number 8.
Aye, the bank robber.
That was never proved. Oh, come on, Bam Stoneworth, where are you? 3 o'clock.
Who the hell's that?
It's our manager.
What the hell's going on?
There's just the four of them turned up, and only three of them have got shorts.
I don't believe you.
Don't worry. I can play. I could show them a thing or two.
I'm sure you could, Mr. Dainty, but that's not what I came to see. Maybe waiting.
Sorry we're late.
Hey! Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Gordon. 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 Gordon.